I'm going to open the House Committee on Rural Communities, Land Use, and Water for what I am, I wouldn't say hoping, but I'm thinking to be our last meeting, unless somebody orders me to do informational hearings in the next month. And so far that hasn't happened. Then I think this this could be our last moments together, colleagues.
I'm actually a little melancholy.
So with that, let me open a work session on Senate Bill 958. And we've got an amendment that Ian is excited to tell us about.
Sure. Just one moment. So
it's called the Dash 2.
Correct. So this is a Dash 2 amendment, and it would change a couple things, the first of which is that the Fishy Derby organizer would have to obtain a license. This is a gun stuff. This would replace the measure. And the Fishing Derby organizer would have to obtain a fishing license just for the
gun stuff?
Gut and stuff, yeah.
I thought you said gun stuff.
I'm sorry. No, gut and stuff.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get my gun amendments, and I thought, why not put it in the fishing derby?
I heard the same thing.
And so that would allow a fishing derby to then fish the northern pike minnow and then to sell the fish to for sale, and it would no longer require them to have a commercial fishing derby license, and it would allow the fishing derby to last for up to 3 days and not any longer. And that is it.
When did this come up?
Representative Hayden, do you want to? We just want to make sure you know about this and are supportive of these Dash 2s.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair and members of the committee. My name is Senator Caden, State Representative for House District 7 and Senate Bill 958. Has been amended twice, once for some minor wording, but the Dash 2 amendment is what we're working on. That was brought to us by the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife to clarify some language in it. I have reviewed that, and it basically gets them comfortable that this is more of a individual one-time fishing derby type thing to where they felt that some of the requirements in the original bill would open them up to some cost, where this won't open them up to, I believe it was $14,000 a year in cost to them. And so we've agreed with it, and it accomplishes the goals, and I support the Dash 2.
Great. Given the total fish sale, I don't think it was $14,000. It would be better just to have them write us a check for whatever the difference was and skip the fishing, but then we lose out on the fun.
It was about $400 that we're talking about here.
Yeah, so negative $13,600 didn't sound so good. Okay, well, that's great. Any questions for Representative Hayden or ODF&W's here, but I feel like we got a pretty good explanation right there. So, okay. So with that, I'd take a motion. Am I in a work session? Maybe. I'll open a work session, if not, on Senate Bill 958.
Chair Klum, I move to adopt the Dash 2 amendments.
A Vice Chair Post moves the Dash 2 amendments. Are there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so adopted.
Chair Klum, I move Senate Bill 958 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Post moves Senate Bill 958 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Before we vote, can we have a moment of silence just for the moment?
Absorb it?
Just for a moment.
Yeah, let's just take a moment of silence. This is our last bill, our last vote. So
comment?
Yeah.
If possible, this fishing derby takes place January 23rd through 26th.
July.
Sorry, July 23rd through 26th. So we're hoping that we can move this along to let them do that.
Okay.
Does this have an emergency comment?
Obviously.
Okay.
I think every moment of silence should have comment period.
Okay. Any further discussion? That's my wedding anniversary. I'll be sure to come to the fishing derby with my wife. Okay. Seeing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Julian.
Excused.
Representative Gomberg.
Aye.
Representative McLean.
Excused.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Vice Chair Helm.
Aye.
Vice Chair Post.
With the stipulation that this committee must go to the Derby, I would say aye.
Chair Clem.
Aye. And the motion passes and is sent to the floor. We'll ask Representative Hayden to carry the bill. And then if the committee could just stand at ease for a moment, I'm going to call Representative Gillian. Come back out of recess and entertain a motion.
Chair Clem, I would like to make a motion to suspend the rules and allow Representative Gilliam to vote on SB 958 as amended.
Vice Chair Post moves the rules be suspended for the purposes of allowing Representative Gilliam to vote on Senate Bill 958. Is there any objections? Seeing none. Seeing none. Then please, could you record Representative Gilliam's vote?
Representative Gilliam?
Mr. Chair, thank you, and thank you, Mr. Vice Chair, for this opportunity. Am I allowed to tell some fishing stories before I vote?
I mean, it's our last meeting. This is our last bill, so I'm willing to give you some leeway. I think it's...
I may be testing Gomberg as an objection. I vote aye.
Okay, so we'll just close up the work session on Senate Bill 958, and unless Representative McLean's about to walk in, anything else for the good of the order here?
I would like to talk a little bit about what an experience it's been if we never come here again. Having you as chair, it's been fantastic. I've learned more in this committee than anything else that I've done. I mean, I'm serious with that. This was a perfect committee to be placed on, though land use drives me insane, and I hope to never have to do it again. If I were on a committee again, it would be with you, Chair Clem. You've been fantastic, and I've learned a lot.
Well, that's nice. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Other Vice Chair.
That just inspires me to make an apology and confession to the rest of the committee. You may know that a few weeks ago, I made some comments in the Measure 91 Implementation Committee, and those comments were intended to, you know, sort of improve the atmosphere of that committee. But you know, you could tell a lot about how someone's feeling through their body language, and they just sometimes you can tell they're really hurt by what you've said, and maybe building up, festering some resentment. And so I just want to come clean with the rest of the committee. I said some words in that Measure 91 committee that I think some people may feel are hurtful. Words like bipartisanship, cooperation, collaboration. Fortunately, I left out bicameral, so I'm good there. But, you know, I don't know if I'll be able to avoid this title forever, but you know, I don't want to become one of those bad actors that we hear so much about in our house. So, Representative Gilliam, I owe you an apology. You're quite right with your superior statesmanship to point out that I have favored one committee over another, and in line with my good co-vice chair, this is my favorite committee. It's clearly superior in makeup and content, and I've been proud to be among you.
We have a moment of silence.
Again?
I thought we already did that.
Oh.
And what about most intelligent committee? I think you also said they were the most intelligent committee, too.
I think my lack of saying anything about bicameralism covers that.
Okay. And you had mentioned that you, without an official apology, you were no on all bills and make rude sounds into the mic if he tried to question anyone or comment. So can we drop that now? Is that not official? I felt like that was an official apology.
Was it recorded, Lindsay? Yes, I withdraw those comments.
Great. Representative Gomberg.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Chairman. And I noticed we had some guests in the audience today, which was an awkward set of circumstances at the least. But the Portland Youth Builders are here. Oh. I wanted to assure them that normally that we are much more serious and staid, and that we tackle weighty and serious issues. And fishing derbies aside, this is not one of those occasions. But I too wanted to indicate what an experience it has been to serve on this committee. I have the greatest respect for the vice chairs and for the chairman, and I'm sure they would not have been nearly as successful without the able support of our staff that are here. And I wanted to recognize that. And I hope indeed that when you bring the gavel down, that you will do so with the intent that that our adjournment take place immediately upon effect and. And declare an emergency.
They won't get that.
Anything else for the good of the order? Well, I'll just comment. It's been a pleasure. As some of you know, I don't always... how would I put this? I don't always get the request of which committee to chair that I ask for. And once I got this one again, I also had no idea, since I've not had any of you on this topic and this committee, how this was going to go. And I knew that all of the supposed accolades that Representative Davis and I worked together might not even be appreciated, let alone agreed with, by anybody on this committee. So I was a little nervous coming into this, not sure how this was going to go. But as I think you can tell by our work record and getting to fair compromises and, you know, letting the bad bills die and the good bills go in a bipartisan fashion in every single case, I at least have been extraordinarily pleased with everybody's efforts and contributions. And will recall this time in my legislative service as one of the best. There was another time when Representative Gilliam was my vice chair, and I think he harkens back to those days, but it was a different committee, different topics. And land use and water in particular were not part of that committee, and it was a lot easier to not have to sort out things like Stafford and boring, and you just decided whether or not, you know, we wanted to have hunting seasons, and that was about the end of our debates. This is a challenging set of issue areas to work on, certainly. So, if nobody else has anything, then Representative Gilliam.
I do not want to have the last word on the chair. So think of something else after this.
Okay.
But I'm glad Representative Gomberg pointed out that we have guests here. And we do get a little silly once in a while, maybe in the final day. But I want to make sure you understood the chair's comments, because I don't think you'll see this anyplace else. In this building in the near future. But this is probably the only committee. There are other not bicameral.
Two camels?
Bipartisan?
There are other
bipartisan
votes. But 100% of the bills that came out of this committee were bipartisan. And that is extremely rare. And I would say most of that credit, if not all, belongs with the chair.
That's nice. As I said in the first meeting, that's one of my goals. This is my third full session and two short sessions chairing a committee. And so far, no partisan votes in that time. And it's a goal of mine. And I know someday that may not happen for some reason. It almost didn't happen right in the middle of one, I think it was to move it to another committee with no recommendation even. And as you know, I got panicked and had stopped us, because I always figure if you just spend a little more time, you can work something out.
Yep, you can.
And so I appreciate everybody's willingness to do that, because just because it's a goal of mine, if people aren't willing to bend, it would be pretty hard to actually meet that goal. So it requires a lot of teamwork to get to that point. But I think it's should be a role or a goal for every committee and the legislature in general. Okay, that was the last word then. Unless someone else wants to, then I have to do something else. I don't really want to. So with that.
No, I just wanted to say that I don't think I ever got a chance to actually touch the gavel. I think Vice Chair Helm did get to one time. And it's kind of
twice. I chaired twice when you were gone.
You're kidding me.
No.
So would you like me to?
Maybe you could call on Representative Witt and see if he has anything he wants.
Representative Witt, is there anything you'd like to add?
You need to touch the gavel.
I'm feeling a little melancholy myself, and I know at least we're neighbors upstairs, but I just don't know what I'm going to do. You and your bicamerals.
Kleenex, please.
I think we could close the whole committee if you like. Just adjourn the committee.
I think we should adjourn before we end up on YouTube. Yeah.
I guarantee you this is going to be on YouTube. And with that, I would like to adjourn the Rural Communities House Committee on Rural Communities, Land Use, and Water.
Nice.
Land Use and Water.